that's you know, Oregon is really a great homegrown story of remarkable enterprise.
You know, I think everybody's feeling the stress of meeting the need.
I'm at the University of Oregon for political science. And what do you do with a political science degree? You start a business.
There you go.
Here we are.
There you go.
Hi, this is Dr. Bud Pierce, and welcome to Oregon Crossroads, where we talk about all manner of topics, and we'll be talking today about the COVID-19 pandemic. A little update on our pandemic. First of all, we're doing great. You're doing great. Oregon remains the seventh least number of death states in America. We've had a total of 468 deaths out of 189,000 Americans who've lost their lives. We don't like any deaths in our state, but we're at a low level. We're at about one death per 9,000 citizens. Again, doing very, very well. Social distancing, wearing masks, good fortune, good air, good water. Not exactly sure what it is, but we and you are doing great. Our healthcare delivery system is doing great. In our own city of Salem and the surrounding cities, our healthcare delivery system has this in hand. The situation is under control. Plenty of capacity, plenty of courageous doctors and nurses and supporting medical staff to take care of you if you're sick. And again, let me point out that in my lifetime of practice over the last 40 years, it has changed. 40 years ago, men in charge, a lot of men. Now, women in charge, and a lot of women. There's always been a lot of women in the service of medicine, but they're leading medicine now. And you have a well-trained staff, great leadership, great processes. Again, the situation has never been better in hand. So we're there for you. Interesting updates on the medical front. I think the most important thing I would say is when people are sick with COVID, the best thing we can do for them is be gentle in our care, not be over-aggressive. It kind of reminds me of the old, old days of medicine where people had injuries and they would pour caustic chemicals on it and burn it with a hot iron to help people. Dangerous. And then someone came along and took bandages and rolled it in goat milk or cow's milk and put it on. People got a lot better. They didn't die of the injury from medicine. So same thing in medicine. Early on, when people had lung inflammation, we give them a massive dose of steroids to calm down the inflammation. It didn't work. And then the British reported first that if you give a little bit of dexamethasone, 6 milligrams, probably costs 2 cents, and you give it to people, you can cut the death rate in people who have COVID by 20 or 30%. So a low dose of a common medicine helps a lot. In terms of supporting the breathing, a lot better just to give oxygen and supplemental ways to help people breathe. Keep them off the ventilator if you can. They do much better. In terms of drugs, remdesivir, the antiviral, a little better. It's okay to get it. If you don't get it, not a disaster. In terms of immune globulin, when you get serum from people that have had the infection and you get it infused into your body, two small studies, one at the Mayo Clinic, one in China, when given to people who are critically ill, did a little better, didn't really change the survival yet. We don't really know what else to do, so we're going to run with it. So again, what we know is gentle treatment, careful treatment of patients, support their breathing, give them a little bit of steroids. Best way to do it. Interesting, I'm a blood doctor in addition to a cancer doctor, and there can be clotting problems in patients. So one of the studies looked at high dose of blood thinners, which you give for other conditions. Will this help? Didn't help. A low dose of preventive blood thinner, good idea. High doses, again, I think that what we're learning from this is when the virus attacks us and if we're susceptible, be gentle in your supportive care and you can help a lot of people get over it and get better. Now, let me close this by talking about prevention. And again, we're doing what we can about prevention, masking, distancing. This is a respiratory virus that's transmitted from person to person. We don't know to do anything else. We're going to go with it. It makes sense that you're going to try to limit or slow the spread of the virus. Don't know if it impacts the overall situation, but it's what we can do, and that's what we do do. But one of the things that came out, again, and I'm not picking on anyone here, but I'm going to comment on it, is studies came out showing that if you're very heavy in weight, body weight, you're more apt to get the disease, you're more apt to get a serious form of the disease, and you're more apt to die of the disease. So But we're talking about prevention now. We're talking about long-term prevention. And we look at pictures. Look at the pictures of the Americans in the 60s. We're a lot littler than we are in the current era. And what we've done in society is we've created a marvelous society where we don't have to do physical labor, and we have great food, and it tastes good, and it's cheap. Well, the biology, our biology over the thousands of years before today was you had to work like crazy, and the food was not very available, and it was not very tasty. So we naturally are apt to overconsume calories. So what we need to do to make ourselves healthier from COVID, future diseases, diabetes, cancer, joints wearing out, is we gotta culturally change and get trimmer again. We just have to do it. And I'll give you three points of advice to help you. Number one is you really can't, or most people can't eat all the time and lose weight. Now, I know there's theories about if you eat a little bit all the time, you won't be hungry and all this, but basically for most people, you gotta eat less often. Eat less often. Number two, limit the portion size. Our portion sizes are too big for our level of activity. Most people can't change what they like or dislike. That's not so much the point. It's eat what you like, but you gotta figure out how to eat less of it. And the third part is get more active. Keep moving. You know, when you're young, you can run, you can lift and all that. But when you get older, it's really even more important to stay active, to move, and to just be fit and well. And if you do those three things consistently, on a regular basis and stay with it, you'll get to where you want to go. Really, it's not more complicated than that. But we have a lot of cultural change to make, and that's something we can all work together on. So again, in summary, COVID going great in Oregon. It seems like maybe the infection rate's actually falling finally. A lot of us have been predicting it would happen before. It's going to do what it's going to do. We have the medical care system is right there for you if you need it. We have advances, and oh yeah, let me comment on the vaccine. They're telling the states to be ready about vaccination as early as November. We hope for a magic bullet. We hope for a vaccine. It'll be okay whether or not we have that, but certainly if we have that, that'll be an extra promising tool in our armamentarium. So be positive. Have a great Labor Day weekend. Look forward to a bright future, and I'll be speaking to you again in the future. Thank you.